Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Senate reconvenes this hour. Republicans are planning a preliminary vote to end debate on the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. NPR's Amy Held reports a final vote of approval is expected tomorrow.
A simple majority is all that's needed to confirm Barrett, and the numbers are in Republicans' favor, despite Democrats' objections, with Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling it naked opportunism.
A transparent, cynical, last-ditch grab for power. And of course, the continuation of their shameful lockstep subservience to President Trump.
Vice President Mike Pence, who presides over the Senate, says he will be in the chamber for tomorrow's expected confirmation vote.
And I'm going to be in the chair because I wouldn't miss that vote for the world.
Pence spoke at a rally in Florida yesterday before news emerged that his top aide, a close contact, had tested positive for COVID-19. Amy Held, NPR News.
President Trump is scheduled to make a campaign appearance in New Hampshire later this hour. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports Trump narrowly lost the state 4 years ago.
New Hampshire hasn't backed a Republican for president in 20 years, but the state where Trump won his first primary in 2016 is one his campaign thinks is winnable. Trump will fly in for a midday rally at Manchester Airport. His most prominent local backer, Republican Governor Chris Sununu, isn't planning to join him.
I don't go to rallies like that, so I got 10 days of my own campaign, too, so we'll see how the schedules meet up. But I'll obviously, as I always do, I'll make every effort at a minimum to greet him, as the governor should.
Trump last visited New Hampshire in August. Vice President Mike Pence campaigned here earlier this week. Neither Joe Biden nor Kamala Harris has visited the state during the general election. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
Winter-like weather is moving into northern plains states and the Rockies. It's welcome in Colorado, where firefighters are hoping to get some help from snowfall as they continue to battle record blazes. But it's also bringing some problems, as Carly Huckles of member station KUNC reports.
The East Troublesome Fire has grown to 192,000 acres since yesterday morning because of high winds. But today, fire crews are hopeful to gain more suppression and containment with the winter storm that's passing through the state. However, that storm is causing a lot of problems for evacuated homes. The threat of pipes freezing and other winter hazards has caused one county to shut down two water districts and their systems to mitigate potential damage.
Carly Huckles reporting. Spain has declared a nationwide state of emergency as new coronavirus infections surge. Italy is imposing new pandemic restrictions tomorrow, closing gyms and movie theaters and requiring all bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. This is NPR. Voters in Chile are deciding today whether to scrap the country's constitution. It was imposed by the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet some 40 years ago. The vote comes after a year of anti-government protests over social and political inequality across the country. Canada's left-leaning New Democratic Party has won a majority government in the province of British Columbia. Craig McCulloch reports from Vancouver.
British Columbia New Democratic Party leader John Horgan has secured his majority government a year before his first term expired. He had been leading a minority government with the support of the Green Party and called the election early in the hope of getting a majority of seats in the provincial legislature. Canada follows the Westminster parliamentary system, so as the leader of the party with the largest number of seats, he keeps his job as the Premier of British Columbia. The opposition and right-leaning BC Liberal Party lost support in a number of constituencies around the province. A record-breaking 700,000 requested mail-in ballots will not be counted for almost 2 weeks. It is not expected those votes will drastically affect the overall numbers. For NPR News, I'm Craig McCulloch in Vancouver.
The UN has ratified a ban on nuclear weapons. 50 countries needed to approve it, and Honduras put it over the threshold. The treaty to prohibit nuclear weapons takes effect in 90 days, with signatories pledging not to develop, test, or store nuclear weapons. The U.S. and NATO allies oppose the treaty. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.